Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Live in the building, and it's going down tonight. It's Friday, and you know what movies are out tonight? You know your girl Zane's movie Addicted is live, and it's going down tonight. Zane is live in the movie theaters, Addicted. So you need to go get your movie tickets all this week because it's opening today. Today it premieres in movie theaters. Along with that, you know if you're into The Fright, if you're into Dracula, if you're into vampires, Dracula, The Untold Story, is going down tonight also. It's in theaters, so check it out. You already know what it is. And you know, we'll be giving you guys a review later on through the week. And you already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building. And we're broadcasting live in our secret location. And we got more stuff coming for you. And speaking of Zane, we actually were able to do a red carpet with her this past week at Gallery Place Theater. It was plenty of media outlets that were there, and I definitely got to talk to her about what's going on and what's new. Also, there's another event going down this Saturday at the Gallery Theater, Gallery Place Theater, and we're down there with Drink Erotic Liquor and also What Is the Celebrity Tea. So we're doing an event with them also, so we'll be covering that this Saturday. And the after party is at Josephine's, and that is going to be hosted by Boris Kodjo from the movie Addicted, and also he's on the reality show, what's it, Real Husbands of Hollywood. So that's going to be going down also. Another thing that happened is we're also going to be at the Black Wall Street Summit. I'll be actually sitting there on a panel with experts. That's going to be happening Saturday, November 1st. We'll give you more information about that. That's going down. Also, we also have some other things that that's happened in this past week. First Sisters Only went down this past week. We were able to see a lot of wonderful celebrities, from Tori Hart, also to Tamar Braxton, to Diggy Simmons, to T.I., and many more. WPGC put on a wonderful event, and we were over there to cover it. And also, along with that, we had panels with a lot of young ladies. Drea Kelly, R. Kelly's ex-wife, was there, and she was showing the ladies how to move their thing over there. And also your man DJ Flex from D.C., WPGC actually received award from Source Magazine for all of his grind work. And Little Mo was there signing autographs for her book that she has going on. And definitely support everybody that's doing their thing out there. So for Sister Only was definitely a wonderful event. Also, we were able to check out our girl, the one and only Adina Howard. She came into town for her wonderful play that she had, Do You Trust Your Best Friend, featuring T-Boss and many more. Sean, who also plays on General Hospital, was also featured in the play, and it went down this past couple of weeks, and you can check out the play. It's coming back again, but it's going to be in Baltimore coming soon, so look out for that. We'll have more info for you. Also, the Mix and Mingle, brought to you by DJ Eclipse. DJ Eclipse has a wonderful Mix and Mingle, and it went down at El Fuegon in Silver Spring, and we're out there hosting that thing, and it's definitely wonderful. We have some more information about that on www.lustradioonline.com. You can check out all the footage we have on there. And also, your man For Real has a new song coming out called Gust of Wind that actually came out this past week. Check that out on the website. You get some new mixes from DJ Hustle live on the site, so check that out. Don't forget, this is Domestic Violent Month, and definitely, you know, it's, no man should put their hands on a woman. Another thing that's going on also is that we got your girl Tulani live in the building. She's be debuting a new song, I Heart You. We're going to be talking to her. Also, the Ebola virus has just been spreading all over the place. So, you know, we pray that everybody that is affected with it or, you know, has come in contact, and we pray for you. Along with that, this past week, Meet Me Monday, Micheline Bowman had all of the wonderful hip-hop greats live in the building. And, you know, big shout-out to your girl, Lena Chase. She graced the cover of Smooth Magazine. She's out there getting her grind on. So it's a lot of things that's in the news. Also, check out Lou James and pick up his new album. Definitely support great music. And also, China was worrying about where Tiger was the whole time. The whole time, she was messing around with your best friends, the Kardashians. So Tiger is definitely a child molester. Okay, this child is like how old again? 17 years old, Kylie, right?
Yeah,
Kylie, however you say your name. She's too young to be messing with Tiger in the first place. You know, I just think that it's kind of crazy. So you know what, it's definitely sad, you know, for their parents to even allow something like that to happen. But you know, this is the industry. You know, there's no cut cards. Also, Jan Hooks died from CNL Saturday Night Live, and she dies at the age of 57 this past week. Definitely our prayers go out to her family. And like I said, we're definitely going to be live with your girl, Tulani. She's going to be live on the show, and we're going to be talking to her about her music and what's going on. And she's a wonderful harpist, so we're going to go ahead and play one of her songs, and we're going to come right back. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Hello. Well, I guess that was the song, right? I Heart You. Tulani, she's doing her thing. We're going to go ahead and go to another song. You know, life is definitely wonderful right now. You know, take hold of your life and do what you got to do out here, you know. And don't wait on anybody to, you know, bring your dream and make it happen. Make your own dream happen, you know. Don't wait for anybody. Go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and play some Jill Scott, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm living my life like I'm golden, just like you should be living your life like it's golden.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain.
special ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
That was some of that Fantasia for you right in your ear, baby. And we live in the building, your girl Lushy List, live on Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, man. Definitely shout out to everybody that's doing their thing out here in the industry. Big shout out to my girl Mocha Styles. Mocha Styles is one of the hottest PRs out here doing her thing, and she has a featured interview of us having to sit down with her in L.A., and you can check out that interview live on YouTube, or you can check it out on www.lushradioonline.com, all right? And we got some more interviews on there, so you can definitely check those out, and you can check out the footage on Facebook only live on the site. Let's give some shout-outs on Instagram. Some people are showing us love on Instagram. Shout-out to K.Jennifer on Instagram for showing us some love. She's definitely loving those pictures we took of Diggy. She's definitely loving that. Also, shout out to Busy No Cupcaking. She is actually one of Tamar's dancers. Shout out to her on the Instagram. Also, we're looking for interns. If you're interested in growing your portfolio and you're interested in really putting in some work, then you can email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. And our PR, Sandra, will definitely contact you and give you more information about that. Also, ME2K is having a walk for domestic violence awareness. That's going to be going down October the 25th, 2014 at 8 a.m. It's going to be at Dr. Hal Lynn Buer Park at 1491 Hunter Street, Plant City, Florida, 33563. And for registration or donations or any information about that, you can email E2K at E2KWorldwideLLC@gmail.com if you're interested in giving back in some type of way. Also, don't forget to check out Lil Mo's book. It's called Taming Lil Mo, Her Versus Herself. Check it out. Definitely a dope book. Also, one in two females are murdered victims are killed by their own male partners, often during an ongoing abusive relationship. So there's a whole bunch of warning signs about abuse. Never be silent. You need to speak out and definitely tell someone or get yourself prepared to leave because you never know if that's going to be your last day. So make sure you grab all your important things, make an emergency bag for you and your children, and make that time to step out when you have to leave. It's not a game. It is really serious because that could be your last day. Also, you already know what it is, man. A lot of people definitely don't see the bigger picture that you have. So there's some quotes that I have. Your stress shouldn't outweigh your peace. If you're in a situation that is causing unnecessary stress, those people or things should be removed. Life is too short to let stress make it shorter. There's too many people dying out here. So you have to definitely not be, live a stress-free life, live limitless, and do your thing. Another quote for today is, the greatest entrepreneurs are able to take their ideas out into the world and firmly stand on their ideas to become successful. Okay? So you got to be able to take an idea and actually make it into something real. A lot of people say they want to do something, but they don't always have the fortitude to actually do it. So sometimes you just got to push yourself and forget what the naysayers say. Do your thing, honey. Also, October the 17th, it goes down. Digging in the Crates, the official Howard Homecoming 90s party featuring Nonchalant, 5 o'clock in the morning, where you're going to be outside on the corner. She's going to be live on the ones and twos. You're going to have your man Kwame, your girl Yo-Yo. Don't try to play me out. Don't play with my Yo-Yo. Moni Love is going to be live in the building. And this is all sponsored by Drink Erotic Liquor. And it's going down October 17th from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. And all drinks are included all night. And if you want more information, visit Eventbrite Erotic Homecoming and go ahead and get your early bird tickets because it's going down next week. Another event that's going down in October is October 18th at Aurora Lounge, 2147 P Street, Northwest, from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. DJ Sixth Sense is going to be in the building, $40 in advance, no sneakers. Erotic Liquor is open bar from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Table reservations, call 301-806-4954. And if you want to get your tickets, go to Eventbrite at Erotic Homecoming and get your tickets. So you know who's going to be in the building? Three sexy men, and they're all either on TV or either on movies. You got Lance Gross, Laz Alonso, and you got McKinley Freeman from Hit the Floor. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Don't forget to log on at Lush Radio Online. Follow our PR at Just One Sandra, at Lush Radio Online, M2K, at DJ Hustle. We live in the building. You already know what it is, man. And definitely check out everybody that's doing their thing. I got more information, I think. So don't forget, this is also Cancer Month. So, you know, if you have cancer, you know, definitely, you know, go get checked. You know what I'm saying? Get checked. Get that early check. Get those mammograms in. Don't be scared to do it. I know sometimes we're scared, but you need to check it. If anything feels weird, go to the doctor and check it. You already probably know what it is. Also, shout out to Niger. You know, we had our Nigerian Independence Day. It's not a game. So you already know what it is, man. We fought for our independence, and we did our thing. So shout out to all my Nigerians out there in the building, okay? And, you know, it's your girl, Leslie Leslie. We're going to go ahead and go to some music. And for all those people that are haters and they feel like they want to judge us, because Brown said, please don't judge me. And we're going to come right back. Your girl, Leslie Leslie, live in the building. Tulani, where you at, baby?
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. And saw some pictures online saying they got you so in, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if
Chris, wait! I know it's your last minute. People are thinking of suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, yes.
Chris, wait! Chris! Chris!
Just let the past, just see the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us last. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
Don't Judge Me by your man Chris Brown. It's your girl Lachie Les back in the building. Y'all know what it is, man. It's going down. Oh, you know, Veterans Day is coming up soon also. You know what I'm saying? So your girl Lachie Les is going down tonight. It's Friday. So turn up. And you better get your tickets for Zane's Addicted. It's definitely going down tonight. Also, you know, for domestic violence, love is blind, you know. Sometimes some people feel like abuse is a form of love for certain people, you know. Some people feel like he doesn't love me enough if he doesn't beat me, or it's my fault. You should never blame yourself for a situation that you did not cause, you know. So aggression, controlling, belittling you, verbal and physical abuse are all the same. And then eventually it gets up silent. So many people have died so many times for that. And we're going to go ahead and dedicate that song for the survivors and the people going through it right there. Love is Blind by Eva. We're going to be right back. Let's Radio Online. We in the building.
Yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his
love
team.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him, I keep it ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect to help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't thought your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Hey, what's up? Shout out to your girl, Sandra, live in the building. Shout out to Emma UTK. Shout out to CEO underscore Italia. Shout out to Producer Beats. Shout out to Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV. Also, it's another event. I'm going to find out that information to give you guys some more events going on in October. October has just been jam-packed with a whole bunch of events, a whole bunch of different things going down. An event going down in October is called VIP Event Concierge. That's going down Thursday, October the 16th. It's going to be Business Spotlight, Marketing Strategies, and Special Speakers at Bar 7, Complimentary Hors d'oeuvres, Cash Bar, General Admission. VIP admission is $25, but general admission is free. And it's at Washington, D.C., 1015, 12th, Half Street and 7th on Street Northwest. And Larry White, senior founder of VIP Events Concierge, will be hosting it. And there's going to be Bob Path, a radio and television personality, Dr. Charles Dean, author and philanthropist, and Renee Allen, Star Entertainment Group, will be live in the building. So it's going down, and that's going to be October the 16th. So definitely it's going to be a lot of things going down in October. October is jam-packed. And, guys, if you guys ever get the chance to just relax and go get a massage, check out Massage Envy. Massage Envy is definitely the ish. Check out my girl, Erica. Erica can throw down and give you a serious massage. It's definitely a wonderful place. You know, sometimes we work so hard, we neglect ourselves, and we forget to just relax and take time to, you know, just pamper ourselves. So go ahead and get a massage at Massage Envy. It doesn't cost that much. Go ahead and get one. You deserve it. You work hard, play hard. Also, big shout-out to my girl, Pat, a.k.a. Blue, Denim Blue, who actually was able to do a write-up, and it was featured in The Examiner. With Me Live in the Building, featuring the Female Hip Hop Honors. And, you know, definitely shout out and appreciate her for doing that, featuring that on the website. Also, other than that, I don't know what else is going on. Let's talk about this Ebola thing. Now, the only thing that kills me about this Ebola situation is that you have, not to get into the whole race thing, but you got two of the doctors, and they're glad they have to be white. And both of them apparently are cured or actually on the verge of being cured. But you have all the black people or poor people who are still suffering from Ebola and dying and are still sick. Did you hear, Sandra, was you able to hear that stuff about they were talking about the Ebola virus and people were walking dead because of the Ebola?
Oh, yeah, about the guy. Yeah, but he wasn't dead all the way. He was, like, partially dead, and then they happened to... People thought he was dead.
He was partially dead?
He was partially dead.
Okay, this is a weird story. So they say the guy was, they're saying that this new Ebola virus apparently was the Wolf of the Walking Dead, and the guy was partially dead, and he woke up and stuff or whatever. Who knows what to believe nowadays? We just know right now that the Ebola is serious and it's killing people. All right? So they need to start with all this BS and these smoke clouds to try to distract us from what's really going on. The government's trying to kill us point blank, okay? First they said that the Ebola was at Howard University. Now they're saying that was a hoax, that he didn't even have Ebola. Now, who's not to say, they say, oh, it's not, it came back negative. Okay, who's not to say they're lying, okay? You know, first they lied to us and they told us that the Ebola was going to be in Georgia, right? In a facility that was capable to contain the virus, the quarantine. Now you got a guy that stopped in Dulles and then went to Texas, which I don't, now all of a sudden all of the airports, now we're doing screenings. Why weren't you doing this in the first place? Why were you even allowing people to come back from Africa, even though I'm African and I love my people? But if you locked it down, you locked it down. Okay, I don't understand. And then when the Ebola was going on, you had a freaking African summit and had sent all these people from Africa over here to have a summit in D.C. Who's not to say they was carrying the Ebola? What is going on? I don't understand. I don't understand the logic in certain things that we do here in America. Okay, so apparently you have the vaccine. They're saying that the vaccine they have is experimental. Who cares? Anybody's willing to take the risk if they're on the verge of dying, okay? give them the vaccine. If you have the vaccine, it's either they're going to die or they're going to live. Make massive quantities of this stuff and go and cure the people in Africa. Why can't you do that? You guys talking about all the stuff you want to do, peace and do all this stuff like that. Go over there and go save them. Don't just save two white people that you have because you think it's just, you know, it's convenient for you. Go save the rest of the people. These other people don't have to die because you created a virus to go and kill all people and it got out of control and you didn't know how to contain it. You know, come on, man. Biological warfare is getting ridiculous. Okay, then another thing in the news. This guy gets tased. Okay, so you got a young lady and her man in a car with their two children, and they're sitting in the car, and the police pull them over. You know, with all this stuff going on with the Mike Brown situation, all this police brutality, who's not going to be scared? Okay, she's sitting in the car. She said apparently she was rushing because she was going to see her mother that was about to die at the hospital. So she explains that to the police. The police, okay, whatever. She asks for the guy's information that was sitting next to her. The guy doesn't have his ID directly on him. They tell him to go get his wallet or get his information, right? What happens? As soon as he reaches for his wallet, boom, they crack the window open, talking about they do something in their life, and then they tase this guy right in front of them. And their son is in the back videotaping it. And it's ridiculous. Excessive force for no reason. And yet the police in that county said, we're backing him up because he was following protocol. No, he was not. It's ridiculous. You told this guy to go get his stuff. And he said, you set him up so he could get tased. It's ridiculous. Like, what are you guys doing? When are we going to stop this? I really feel like somebody needs to step in, like, you know, like, it's getting ridiculous. Like, people are fearing for their life. I mean, you make one false move, you're going to end up being dead. And it's no cut cause. It don't matter if you a child. I done seen them yank up grandmothers and children, pregnant women, beat them up. You know, you seen the one police officer beat the old woman on the side of the road, a state trooper. Like, I don't know if they sent everybody the same memo and telling them, listen, let's beat everybody up, you know? It's just sad. You know, these are some of the things that are going on in this world, you know. But on a good note, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and play some song from your girl Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande and your boy Big Sean. Keep faking like they ain't digging. We saw you on the ride kissing each other down, and we saw some tongue. Stop fronting. Y'all already know what it is. He got that big meat. But we're going to go ahead and play some music. Ariana Grande and Big Sean. We see you guys together. It's cute, though. It's cute, baby love.
The top spot title. Spent the hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Who needs genies in a bottle, girl? If they already got you.
Oh, you made me feel so lucky.
I'm never gonna
my Benz turned back to public transportation. Would you still be at home for me with the candles waiting? And get my mind back adjacent to the place of a young visionary. A player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary. And Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive-thru. That's why I got you.
Hey, yo, it's your girl, Leslie Les, back in the building, man. Y'all know what it is, man. That right there was some Ariana Grande and, you know, some Big Sean. And we got all these couples and situations going on, man, you know. I mean, Paula Patton finally filed for a divorce, you know, after all this stuff. And Phaedra from Atlanta Housewives. Filed for a divorce too. So everybody's filing for a divorce. Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey filing for a divorce. Wiz Khalifa and them filing for a divorce. We heard a rumor apparently that they're supposed to be hooking up or something, Wiz Khalifa. And I don't know what's going on with Wiz. Is he going through like a midlife crisis? Or is he just going through the fact of, you know, him breaking up with his boo thing? Because my man just dyed his hair purple, and I'm not understanding. It makes no sense to me. You know, I don't know. He's just like a character, like a cartoon character or something. Like, come on, Wiz. Come on, Wiz. We them boys. You ain't looking like we them boys no more. You looking like a cartoon character, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we definitely live in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying? And, we're going to play some more music for you, you know what I'm saying? Going in, checking this arsenal, see what we got, you know. I like this song from that guy, Sam Smith, man. You know, Stay With Me. Okay. It's definitely, he did it with our girl, Mary J. Blige. And we're going to go ahead and play that Stay With Me, you know. And shout out to all those lovers out there, people that's all bunned up. You know the winter's really coming in, so you better find you a boo-boo because you'll be over there in the corner shivering. Nah, you already know what it is, man. Your girl, let you love. Stay with me in the building.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're all I need. This ain't nothing clear to see, but darling, stay with me.
Yeah, that was some Stay With Me right now. And our homeboy Rodney Perry is coming to the Baltimore area, and he's going to be doing a hot comedy show. He's definitely, definitely wonderful. And we're going to have more information and details about that. We're going to have him live on the show. Also, we're going to have your boy Keith Robinson. Keith Williams live on the show. And he's going to be talking about his new album and some more stuff coming. And we're also going to have your boy Ransom. He has a Pain and Glory album coming out soon. And we're also going to have The Hustle, a.k.a. Music Soul Child, that's going to be on the show. So we got a lot of hot upcoming shows. And, you know, I know a lot of you guys are preparing for Thanksgiving. It's coming up. You're getting very prepared for those Christmas gifts. I hope you guys don't go in debt, you know, charging all them credit cards. Because, you know, that's what you guys do, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to pay for it later. You know what I'm saying? So this year has definitely gone really, you know, really fast for us, you know. 2014 has been a monumental year, you know. And in a short period of time, we've done a lot of things, and we just thank God for all the blessings that were provided for us in this year and all the wonderful people we've met. And that God continues to provide for us, you know. No matter what type of hate, no matter what you're going through, you know, remember that you will get through it. Remember there were worse times in your life and God got you through it. So listen, keep being a soldier. Keep doing what you're doing. And don't wait on anybody for them to complete your dream, you know, because while you're waiting, somebody else is creating their dream, you know. So you got to go out there, step outside on faith, and do it. Don't worry if you don't got any money. There's people that don't got money, but they still utilize your resources that you have around you. And you can do anything you put your mind to. All you got to do is believe in yourself, believe in you, your girl, like she loves. Oh, we got the mic flag in, so you'll see that on Saturday. It's going down. Addicted is out. Dracula is out. Go to the movie theaters, watch you some movies, and we're going to go give you some movie reviews later on this week. Your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building. October is on fire. We got nothing but hot events in October, and we'll see you there. Lesh Radio Online, reporting live from our secret location. Big shout-out to my girl, Rhonda T. You already know what it is, Micheline Bowman, my girl, Phyllis, Emma E2K, Worldwide International, Quan Lee TV, DJ Hustle. We in here, Lesh Radio Online, turn up. And we out of here. Sandra is doing her thing. So if you're looking for interviews or you want to get more information about Lesh Radio Online, go ahead and hit up Sandra. Put subject Sandra, who is our PR, at LeshRadioOnline@gmail.com. LeshRadioOnline@gmail.com. And she will respond back to you swiftly and promptly. And you know what? I'm out of here. Peace. We're going to go ahead because all of you guys are like diamonds to me. And you know, you guys all shine bright with all of your willpower and all your light. We love you. I don't do it for me, I do it for you. We are the people's voice, Lesh Radio Online, and we out here. Shine bright like a diamond. I'm out of here. Peace.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds. I'm alive, we're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there was this someone right away.
bright like a diamond. Shine bright.